The only quiz of its kind on Desi Radio in the U.S.
And win points, a prize, laughs, and make friends. To get on the Indo-American News Radio, email today, indoamericannews@yahoo.com or call 713-789-6397. Indo-American News Radio on Masala 98.7 FM every Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. with Jawahar Sanchali, Pramod and Jyoti.
Crime, politics, finances, climate change. Ah, sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanchali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
Hello, everybody. This is Jawahar, and you are listening to Indo-American News Unplugged. And for a change, we have unplugged weather. The weather outside is delightful. What do you think, Sanchali?
Hello, 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 everyone out there in Radio Land. How's everyone doing? It's warming up big time, too soon.
Warming up.
It doesn't feel like spring. It feels like summer already.
Right, well, it's breezy.
Yeah, that's
and
a
it's
relief.
Kind of partly cloudy.
Huge relief. It's
maybe
no,
all the Mexican,
no
Mexican dust that's flowing in here from all those fields.
Yeah. But welcome back, folks. We are back again with... I think I know this.
As only
our
you can
favorite
say.
Quiz contest, which we haven't done in a while.
We haven't done it in maybe...
So we are very, very, very happy that we have three excited participants.
Excited, excited.
They have a smile on their face at least. As excited as can be, I guess. At least they're smiling. I was able to put a smile on their face. There's nothing to be nervous about, folks.
Well, I don't think these guys are nervous at all, actually, except that they don't know we've got five Indian questions on them.
Oh. Really? Did you add them?
We'll never have questions on India. We'll keep them guessing. What do you say?
Okay. I guess he concocted some questions.
Well, folks, like Sanchali said, we haven't had this quiz in about 4 or 5 weeks now for one reason or the other. And we've had other aspects of our Unplugged show.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, Hey, What's Up is going pretty well.
Pretty well. And then we have Jyoti.
With Classically Yours with Jyoti, and that's going very well.
And we had her twice because she was on vacation in between. And then so...
For an extended period of time.
And the other thing was, believe it or not, here's what happened for this particular show. Mm-hmm. These guys don't know this, but... Originally, I had three people from the Senior Citizens Association coming.
Oh, okay.
Now I have three people from the Junior Citizens.
Exactly what I was going to say. They won't qualify as seniors for quite a while now.
like at the very last minute, I called up Rishi and I said, Rishi, you know, remember we talked about this? And he said, oh, yeah, let me see what
SOS.
I can do.
No, Rishi is always, you know, helping us with, you know, trying to find guests and, you know,
well,
helping us out. In
and he's been here on the show many times before talking about his favorite organization, nonprofit. Well, one of the favorite ones is HAF, Hindu American Foundation.
And his dad's on the first page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of India Herald. Yeah. Wonderful.
But... So our guests today are three young men who are all associated with the Hindu American Foundation of America, and they're the local Houston chapter. So, without much further ado, let me ask you to introduce yourselves. Rishi, you want to go first?
Yeah, my name is Rishi Vutada. I'm on the board of directors of HAF nationally, and I also run the Houston chapter.
Tell us a little bit more. Come on, about your life.
And about yourself, too.
Yeah, about yourself.
Sure. So I'm day job is I'm the senior vice president at Star Pipe Products.
Day job.
HF's the night job. I have two kids, Jui and Sahaj. And Sahaj is about to be a teenager, which I'm not ready for yet. And my wife, Shraddha. And, of course, my parents are Ramesh and Kiran Bhutada. So...
You have an amazingly good pedigree. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And thank you so much for the fine job you did on the Hindu American Foundation, the three of you guys. You had the gala about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And it was fantastic. You collected a lot of money.
Yep, we collected just almost $450,000.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Now, part of that is the effort for the national group, of course, but do you spend some of that money here locally?
I mean, in that sense, we know we don't have any staff, unfortunately, locally. That's one of our goals, to hire somebody. So, and we actually have money set aside for that. So if we can find the right person, we'd be hiring a...
Do you think you might do some projects here if you had somebody to help out?
Yes, I think we'd be doing a lot more. We'd be doing a lot more here if we had someone in locally.
Cool, cool. Mm-hmm. Great, great. A 13-year-old, huh?
Yes.
Rishi, you only look 13 yourself. What is this?
You know, I look young for my age, apparently. I tell people I'm in my 40s, and people are like, wait, what? No.
Well, thanks for making the time to be here. Hopefully, you'll enjoy this particular segment of our program.
You've done this before, right?
No, I
no,
have
No, you haven't?
He's been an interviewee.
Yes, I somehow assumed he has done this.
No,
too.
No, I've been waiting to do this, actually. So.
Right, so it was really great that you jumped in and helped us out. So, and contestant number two is Bharat Palod. Bharat comes from an amazingly good pedigree, too. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, I work with the Hindu American Foundation. I'm just in the Houston chapter. And then I also work with the Hindu Heritage Youth Camp that you guys might be familiar with.
You were on a show not very long ago talking about the Hindu Heritage Program.
Yes, sir, I was.
You had called in.
Yes.
Are you related to Vijay Palod?
Yeah, yeah, we are related.
Okay. you're his son? No?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay, okay, I didn't know. Okay, all right. Okay. Because, you know, Vijay Palodji is always helping us with our show, you know. He's always texting me, do this, do that, and comes up with nice, good ideas. So we're very happy to have you here with us.
I'm sure he's listening right
and
now.
Exactly what I was going to say. He's a very, very faithful, devoted listener, always, doesn't miss any shows. And he always gives me feedback as to how we are doing.
He always has feedback. He's great. Yes. If you're looking for feedback on anything... He has feedback.
Now, coming from a son, that could be taken a different way.
Yeah, no comment.
Well, now, welcome to the show.
Now, you were born and raised here?
Yeah, yeah. Grew up whole life in Houston. Yeah, I went to school in Austin at University of Texas.
What do you do?
Yeah. I work in manufacturing. Yeah, yeah. I work with Rishi, actually. So.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. All right, good. That's really good to have you with us.
You single, not married?
Well, I'm married. Wife is Sheba, and then I got two kids, two boys. One is 4, and the other one is 1. So I left the house, and they're just going at it right now. So,
do you live in Telfair too?
No, I'm in the city. I'm in Montrose.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's where the young folks are. Right?
Yeah.
Are you off Montrose Boulevard?
No, not right off Montrose. I'm kind of off like West Alabama.
Okay.
Shepherd, yeah.
Near St. Thomas University.
Yeah, yeah, very close to St. Thomas, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Of course, they've been trying to tear up the northern part of Montrose now. They want to tear down the trees in order to put some drainage ditches and
it's
culverts and so on.
Yeah, it's changing. The neighborhood's changing. I came there recently. I'm probably part of the problem.
So. All right, well, good to have you with us. And contestant number 3, Vinay, please introduce yourself.
Sure. Vinay Sarda, and I've been a volunteer with HAF, the local chapter, as well, for 10 years, about 10 plus years or so.
Uh-huh.
And I have a wife, Mary, and 2 boys, also 7 and almost 4.
Vanch cool.
And Anuj, yeah.
All right.
Cool.
And,
what do you do?
I work with my sister and dad. We have a small business, Ohm Industrial, and... We're a master distributor of hydraulic fittings and hydraulic accessories.
Okay, and you work with them, your parents?
My dad, sister, my sister and brother-in-law started the business along with my dad also.
Oh, so, I see, mm-hmm. I see. Were you born and raised here?
Yes, born and raised here, lived in Cyprus. So,
oh, okay, okay. Do you live up in Cyprus right now?
I currently, still in Cyprus.
Boy, it's a long drive for you here.
Yeah, it's not too bad now. Beltway 8 and 99.
Yeah. So the 3 of you have been childhood friends, is that right, or not?
Oh, Vinay and I are the same age, so we were childhood friends. Bharat is younger than us, so we may have picked on him when he was a kid.
We all grew up together, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. And where do you live? I'm sorry, I have to answer.
Cyprus.
Oh, yeah. That's a long distance. Okay, yeah. Thank you for driving down all the way.
Yeah.
Okay. You're okay. Welcome. So, you know, a caller just called about the Rath Yatra that's going around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She was wanting to know, where is it? I'm not sure. I've read about it, and I know it's coming to Houston at some point.
It was actually,
BAPS.
BAPS this morning, and streaming auction this morning, but it's left for Austin now.
Oh, it's left for Austin. Okay, yes. So caller, whoever you were, you know. That's the latest information. They have left Houston and they're on their way to Austin. So you missed your chance.
And I have to
unless
Austin,
you want to go to Austin right now.
After Austin, they go down to San Antonio Corpus.
I don't know the schedule. After.
Yeah, they're going. They're touring all of Texas.
Yes, basically. I know. I saw the schedule. Yeah.
Right. Well, guys, so nice to have you with us. Sinchali, you want to tell them the rules of the game?
Yes. So let me go over the rules of the quiz contest of I Think I Know This. So there'll be 6 rounds of questions and they will go in a clockwise fashion. So I'll ask Rishi first and then Bharat and then Vinay. And they're not passable questions. So you have to own your own question and you get it right, you get it right. But you, even if the next contestant knows it, you cannot chime in. We don't have buzzers. Uh-huh. And at the 6th, so I'll be keeping the score at the end of each round. I'll be announcing the score. And they're all multiple choice questions. So some of the questions may have more than one answer. So I do give partial points if you get partial, you know, correct. And at the end of 6 rounds, I'm hoping that we will have a prize.
Actually, we are prizeless.
Oh, Jawahar, you disappoint our contestants.
What can I say? You know,
maybe Vijayji can sponsor some for us.
he can sponsor them going on the Rath Yatra.
Vijayji, if you're listening, we need sponsors.
We used to have some really great sponsors once upon a time. We would give away cards to
Starbucks, and all that.
And nice. Wendy's and yes. Subways and so on. But those people have kind of disappeared in the background, and I've been too busy to try to scrounge that up some more. But we will try to do that again in the future. But today, because we are almost at the moment of our first commercial break in about 4 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to start off with the first question.
We can, yes. Do you have any questions before we start about how this is going to work out?
Nope. No.
Okay.
And in between, you know, if you get an inkling, you might want to talk about HAF, some of the programs that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so because you've got about 40 minutes. Of us to deal with.
And these are all current events based questions
based
on the last 2 weeks, pretty much what has happened around the world, politics, sports, entertainment.
6 rounds of questions, 6 rounds of elections in India. So go figure.
Okay, so I'll start with Rishi. Rishi, first question for you. What did the judge overseeing Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial do during jury selection this week, illustrating the challenges of trying a former president? Your options are: he dismissed every prospective juror because of bias, he excused 2 previously seated jurors, he held Trump in contempt for violating a gag order, he removed himself from the case and delayed the trial.
It is B. He removed 2 previously seated jurors.
Absolutely right. So the judge, Juan Marchan, excused 2 jurors who had already been picked for the case. One of them worried about her identity becoming public, and prosecutors had raised concerns about the other's credibility. Nevertheless, Marchan had sworn in the full jury by Thursday afternoon. So you are right. So we get the ball rolling with 1 point for Rishi. Next question to Bharat from Jawahar.
Bharat, are you ready for this?
All right, let's find out.
Okay, the Federal Trade Commission this week voted to ban which aspect of employment contracts that restrict workers from switching to a rival company? You threw me off.
Sorry, it was getting too hot.
She turned the lights off and I thought, wow, let there be light. Didn't happen no more. Okay. Let me repeat. The Federal Trade Commission this week voted to ban which aspect of employment contracts that restrict workers from switching to a rival company. Your options are at-will employment, non-compete clauses, non-disclosure agreements, or termination clauses.
Ooh, these are trickier than I was expecting. I'm going to say B, it was non-compete.
Okay, cool. You're right. The correct answer is non-compete clauses. The new rules would prohibit companies from limiting their employees' ability to work for rivals in most circumstances, which the FTC said would increase competition and boost wages. Business groups have already sued to fight this out. You know, non-compete clauses actually, you guys have probably people working for you that have, they decide to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a good idea?
It's tough. I think the I was looking at this actually this week, and I felt like the FTC might have went too far, because there's people like where there's people that have information, and you know, you have to be able to, not if they go right away to a competitor, then they're able to utilize it, and it could, and that's proprietary info. Like, it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it doesn't make you very valuable to another employer if you don't have that information, right?
Right. There's ways to deal with that, and
there's ways around it.
Yes, there's ways around it too. So you just have to figure out ways to do it. Yeah.
We are just in time for a commercial break, so we will be right back after the commercial break.
Share your views with Jawahar, Sanchali, and Pramod.
I love you, Papa, because you are always there for me. When I cry, you make me laugh. When I fall, you pick me up. When I'm all alone, you're my best friend. When I won the spelling bee, you clapped the loudest.
You want to always be there for your children. But we all know there are no guarantees in life. And too many Americans today are not prepared for the unexpected with adequate life insurance. I, Ina Patel, would like to help you secure your family's financial future. I'm a trained professional who can help you identify your financial needs and determine which insurance and financial products can best help you meet your objectives. Contact me now to learn more about life insurance, long-term care insurance, retirement income, and various other insurance options. Call me for a complimentary consultation, 713-591-4130.
Ina Patel, agent with New York Life Insurance Company. Be good at life.
Kemcho.
Hello.
मैं हूँ भूमि और मैं सबको इनवाइट करती हूँ ऑनेस्ट रेस्टोरेंट में. आइए खाना बनाना और खिलाना मेरा पैशन है. सब सॉसेस मेरे अपने क्रिएशन है. पीपल टेल मी ऑनेस्ट इज द बेस्ट रेस्टोरेंट ऑन हिलक्रॉफ्ट एंड आई से थैंक यू. लेकिन वो हमारा गोल नहीं है. हमारा गोल ये है कि हम टेस्टीएस्ट हो, क्लीनेस्ट हो, फ्रेंडलीएस्ट हो.
ऑनेस्ट रेस्टोरेंट,
फ्रेश एंड प्योर.
खुशी, बहुत सारी खुशी, और फिर आती है यूएस में भी इंडियन स्टाइल वाले पिज्जा मिलने वाली खुशी.
कहाँ मिली ये खुशी?
दीप फूड्स के क्रंची एंड फ्लेवरफुल इंडियन स्टाइल पिज्जाज में वैरायटी हमारे इंडियन कल्चर जितनी विविध एंड स्वाद से भरपूर.
एक प्लांट नान पिज्जा, सिलेंट्रो पेस्टो नान पिज्जा, स्पिनाच पनीर चीज नान पिज्जा, मार्गरीटा नान पिज्जा.
चलो तो ले आते हैं पिज्जा, पर दीप फूड्स के बिना नहीं कोई दूजा. दीप फूड्स, खाओ तो जानो.
Crime, politics, finances, climate change. Ah, sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanchali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
Welcome back, everyone. As you know, you are listening to Indo-American News, and we are back after a long time with another edition of I Think I Know This. It's our favorite quiz contest based on current events, and we have three excellent participants here who are, you know, just, they know the answers to everything. I think they will, it'll probably be the first time, a record, that they will know the answer to every question. That has never happened before, but we can hope. So before we went on our break, we have had only two questions so far, and we are tied so far. So I will be asking Vinay his first question. So Vinay, are you ready?
Yeah, I hope.
All right.
I hope you didn't jinx it.
Okay. No, you'll do fine. A military coalition helped intercept a barrage of drones and missiles that Iran fired toward Israel. That was last week. Which country was not in the coalition that shut them down?
Okay.
He seems to know it even before I give him the options.
He's smiling ear to ear.
He's smiling. He knows it. So France, Jordan, Syria, UK, US.
What were the options again?
France, mm-hmm. Jordan, mm-hmm. Syria, United Kingdom, United States.
United States?
No, it was Syria. Sorry.
Whoa. Come on, Vinay.
The other countries helped to intercept nearly all of the more than 300 missiles and drones that Iran fired toward Israeli territory in response to an Israeli strike on an embassy complex in Syria that killed several Iranian officials. American and Israeli officials have said that Israel underestimated the intensity of Iran's response. Their foreign minister or whatever, he was like, oh, we were just playing. It's like, you know, children playing with toys. That's how he's explained it.
See, it was
like child's play.
This is the Iranian foreign minister, right?
Yes.
Well, they seem to think the whole world is their basket.
Yes.
They can play any way they want and anyhow they want.
Yeah, very arrogant. And
very arrogant.
Overconfident.
Mullahs all over the place. Okay, here we go. So for Rishi. Rishi, here's your first question from me for the second round. Several army horses ran loose in a panic stampede this week in what major city?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Options are Amsterdam, London, Paris, Rome.
I want to say London.
And you are correct.
Whoa, good guess. You were not sure, right? Wild guess?
Not wild guess. I narrowed it down to London and Rome, but no, I was just
okay, like... Okay, all right. Tell us more, Jawahar.
The drama began when the horses, apparently spooked by noise nearby a construction site, threw off the military riders who were taking them out for routine exercises. It turned central London's ordinary rush hour into a surreal spectacle.
Wow.
You can imagine.
I would love to see the video clip of this.
YouTube probably has one.
Yeah. Okay, so Richie has another point. My question to Bharat. Bharat, Caitlin Clark, the University of Iowa basketball star who broke the NCAA record for points, was selected number one overall on the WNBA draft. What team picked her? You probably know it already. Your options are Atlanta Dream, Dallas Wings, Indiana Fever, New York Liberty.
I didn't follow her, but I saw a picture on Twitter of her at the Pacers game, at an NBA game. So I'm going to say, what was the Indiana team?
Indiana Fever.
Fever.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go
good,
with Fever.
Good.
What did the Pacers have to do with Indiana Fever?
The men's basketball team is Pacers.
Right. Yeah. Well,
at the game, I think.
So that's what told him that it would be Indiana.
But I was asking him.
Yeah, but
not asking Sanchali. Not asking Sanchali.
Come on, you can make the extrapolation. So it's the Fever who selected Clark at the start of a draft that was watched by a record 2.4 million viewers. A 307% increase in viewership over last year.
That's amazing.
More men are attending women's games than men's games.
But oddly enough, she's not going to get paid very much. Her salary is like $55,000 a year.
Yeah, it's very low.
But the sponsorship from Nike that she's going to get is like $13 million.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of sneakers to sell, you know?
Yeah. It's so skewed, you know?
Nike and Adidas and all these other companies, they keep on giving these contracts for big amounts. That's a lot of sneakers to sell. I mean, it makes it expensive for the average consumer to buy them, right?
Well, basketball shoes are expensive.
Yeah.
Now Trump is also making those golden shoes. So. it's so skewed, the salaries for the women and the men athletes. It's very,
Right. And so here's the next question.
Not fair.
I have the next question. The next question is for Sanchali.
Yes. I shall try my best. In fact, we should do that, you know. One day, just promote me and Jawahar, and then we can have a quiz master who can ask us questions.
Okay, so this is really easy for you, Vinay. It's for Vinay,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears selected Justin Fields, Drake May, Mitch Trubisky, or Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
You know, that's not even fair. All the guys know all the answers to all the sports questions.
Yes.
He's the star quarterback from the University of Southern California, widely expected to be the top pick in the draft. His skills have been compared to those of Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. So, we'll see.
All right. So, at the end of two rounds, we have Rishi and Bharat tied again at two each, and Vinay has won. So, we'll move on to the next round. So, my question to Rishi.
All right.
High ocean temperatures have put coral reefs in a global bleaching event. What percentage of the Earth's coral area has experienced bleaching level heat stress in the last year? And your options are about 5%, about 15%, about 35%, or about 55%.
Somehow I don't get the NFL.
I'm so sorry. You would have aced the NFL or NBA questions.
Yeah, man.
But Vinny doesn't look like a football type of guy, you know.
Oh, no.
He's a basketball type of guy.
Oh, no. We text football all the time.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are the options again? 5, 15, 35, and 55?
Correct.
55%.
You're just nailing them all. It's about 55%. Bleaching occurs when corals become so stressed that they lose the symbiotic algae that they need to survive. This global bleaching event is the fourth on record and is expected to affect more reefs than any previous event. My, can you imagine that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
55%.
We're doomed. Oof, we're doomed.
This whole horrible.
Earth is going to be going down in plastic.
And all the glaciers melting and all the...
Did you hear about the melting glacier in Pakistan and Northwest Frontier area?
What happened?
There's this Pakhtun area just by the occupied Kashmiri border. The glacier is melting and they've had torrential rainfall.
Flooding.
And so the whole valleys are being flooded. They had more rain in one day than they did in the whole year.
And even in Dubai, the way they are creating the artificial rain, they didn't quite know how much to inject into the air, and they also had flooding over there.
Was that because of artificial rain?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. They don't get rain, so yeah.
But in Dubai, they don't even have sewers.
I know, that's why there was major flooding on the streets. They're not prepared.
Right.
All right, so Rishi gets another point.
And here's one for you, Bharat, talking about environmental issues. To stop the spread of bird flu, the Department of Agriculture said this week that which animals must be tested for the H5N1 virus before they cross state lines. And your options are California condors, dairy cows, household pets, or police dogs.
Okay, this should be... I feel like this is a dumb question to get wrong, but I have no idea. I think... I want to say it's with the cows, right? Dairy cows.
So is that what you're...
Yeah, I'm
going to
go with B.
Correct. Well, that is correct. All it's right. Dairy cows.
Thank God. Okay.
Bird flu has been spreading among cows for months. As of this week, officials said it has been found in 33 herds in 8 states. So far, officials said the virus poses little risk to humans.
Yes. So I saw a clip on the news where they were testing it in an Indiana lab, and that guy was like, oh, nothing to be, you know, so panic about right now. So, but it's spreading. I think there's one person who has been infected so far with it.
Yeah, one person.
And who? Where? What state was that?
Texas.
Here?
Yep.
Go figure. Where in Texas?
I don't know that. not around here. But.
They probably won't disclose. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So wonderful, man. You all are just nailing all of them. Bharat and Rishi have got all their answers right.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I think between me and Vinay, the goal was just who's going to get second place.
Yeah. You're still tied for the first place. All right. I hope you're into music.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay. Question for you. Vinay, what is the title of Taylor Swift's new album, which was released? The Displeased Essayists Association, the Tortured Poets Department, the Dead Poets Society, the Tormented Writers Club?
The Tortured Poets
department. Very good. That is the correct answer. So Swift announced the new album in February during her Grammy's acceptance speech. This will be her 11th studio album. People were going crazy. They stayed up all night, you know, when that album got released, like following every lyric and, you know.
I'm sure Vianney
who was she referring to in each song and, you know, what was the context?
Well, there was
the
one.
The Swifties are crazy.
There was one song in particular where one of the pubs in Scotland made a killing because she named them.
Oh.
It was called the Black Dog.
Endorsement.
Yeah. And they all of a sudden they had so many people streaming in. In 1 hour they had like 300 people.
She should charge for, you know, sponsorship or whatever.
Yeah, she should. Well, we're running through this. We got down to three
rounds. Yeah, so we finished three rounds. And again, Rishi and Bharat are tied with 3 points each. And Vinay is trailing by just 1 point. So you can catch them. You never know. They might get a wrong answer.
Rishi, tell us a little bit more about HAF. What are some of the spectacular things they did? But they just talked to Sundar Iyer at the gala.
Right.
What was that all about?
So Sundar is a tech entrepreneur that went to work for Cisco and had started a new unit there. And he and another manager were hiring people for this unit. And so one of the people they hired, and he had specifically recruited, accused him of caste discrimination, saying that Sundar was not giving him a promotion because he was a Dalit. And so the California Civil Rights Department went after Sundar and the other manager, Romano Capello. And so Sundar told his story about how it was a completely false accusation. He had specifically read the employee. The person that did get the promotion was another Dalit. It was a completely made up false allegation. And it took him 4 years, I think, to get the California Civil Rights Department to back off. And
what was the Civil Rights Department doing?
They were filing suit on behalf of the supposedly discriminated employee.
And eventually there was a piece of legislation that was drafted and passed on to the governor to sign, right?
Right. That was called SB 403. It would have banned caste discrimination as a separate category in California. The governor looked at it, and he listened to the Hindu community in California and said, you know, it's kind of already covered under existing law. There's no reason to have this, and you're going to paint a target on everyone's backs.
Yeah.
So he vetoed it, and it was...
So was he asking for money?
No.
No compensation or anything of that sort?
The discriminated employee.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Supposedly.
The supposedly discriminated employee. Yes.
So he was, but he didn't get any. So the final,
I don't know how that works when the government sues on your behalf. Uh-huh. But he was, you know, he was trying. They were trying to prosecute it, and then Cisco. They were trying to. I assume this. If Cisco had to settle, then they would have to do something. I don't know what exactly. Yeah.
And the lady who was interviewing Sundar, was she also involved in any way with this?
So she's the executive director of the Hindu American Foundation, Suhak Shukla, and she in the background was helping Sundar with the case. Sundar had his own lawyers, but she's a lawyer herself advise him on what to do.
Got it.
And now Sundar is one of the plaintiffs in the case we have filed against the California Civil Rights Department, saying they discriminate against Hindus in California.
But while this was going on in California, in Washington State, a similar effort was going on, right?
Yes, the city of Seattle passed their own ordinance banning caste discrimination.
And it did pass?
It did pass.
In the city?
In the city.
So within the city limits?
Yes, caste discrimination is banned in the city limits. And since the passage of that, which has been over a year, there has been zero complaints of caste discrimination.
So are you guys going to try to overturn that one too?
What we're looking to do is, since that one's a little tougher to find someone with standing,
mm-hmm.
no one's getting falsely, like this false accusation really, that helped us in the suit against California, the California Civil Rights Department here. There's been no complaint. There's been also no false complaint, nothing. It's just like you can't. So to show injury in the court, you have to have, you need that for standing. And we don't have that right now. So,
Okay. But it's on your radar in case it pops up.
Yes.
But no other city or state in the union has put anything like this forward.
I think there's some small city in California Fresno, maybe. That may have passed something, but that's about it.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds really ridiculous to me. I mean, I've worked in corporate America for a long time, and I've never encountered this.
Right. And I mean, for the three of us having grown up here, like none of us would be able to even identify the cast of another Indian American easily. It's like, okay.
Even growing up in India, it's difficult for us.
Right.
So. Yeah. The only time I've had cast come up in the workplace was actually, it was like non-Indian employees teasing me to be like, oh, are you picking on that guy because of his cast?
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
So that's actually the only time I've had it come up is people assuming there's a connection between us.
But do you see a lot of Gora Americans really confused or mentioning the word caste in any time?
Yeah. I think they use the word caste exactly. So I think it's coming into their vernacular.
I think it's pretty common, yeah.
Like but do you think, since you all went to school here, do you think that it came up in while people were being taught about India?
Yeah, was it school? Taught in school? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Definitely taught.
The caste system
was taught as well.
It was in our textbooks.
Yeah. I see. So that's a place to start?
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's something we have worked on in the past to try to get that more properly explained as opposed to a hierarchy or something else.
Right. Yeah. We got to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
माँ के पैरों में जन्नत है ये तो हम जानते हैं लेकिन माँ की कलाई में क्या है डायमंड ब्रेसलेट माँ के गले में डायमंड पेंडेंट और माँ की उंगली में डायमंड रिंग कोई भी डायमंड्स नहीं सिर्फ महाराजा के हीरे क्योंकि माँ से मैच होता है महाराजा विशिंग यू हैप्पी मदर्स डे
5821 हिलक्रॉफ्ट 713-784-5673 महाराजा Bringing diamonds to life.
Heera kya hai? Heera wo pyaar hai. Jo dikhte, thakta nahi. Jo har kasoti par khara utarta hai. Heera wo hai, jo banta hai har chehre ki muskurahat. Jo rahe hamesha, aapke saath. Aapka aur Maharaja Jewelers ka saalo saal ka rishta. Ek heera hai.
Maharaja Jewelers, 5821 Hillcroft, 713-784-5673. Maharaja, bringing diamonds to life.
वो कुछ कहती नहीं पर ये भी एक भाषा है हीरे की चमक हर नारी की अभिलाषा है हाँ तुम कीमती हो ये सुनने की आशा है तभी तो हर हीरे को महाराजा ज्वेलर्स ने प्यार से तराशा है हम हीरों से रिश्ते बनाते हैं क्योंकि आपके रिश्ते की कीमत हम जानते हैं
महाराजा डायमंड्स 5821 हिलक्रॉफ्ट 713-784-5673 महाराजा ब्रिंगिंग डायमंड्स टू लाइफ
Looking for fresh, homemade spices? Chandrika Masala is the place. Chandrika Masala Retail Outlet at Factory Location, 13220 Morphy Road. Chandrika Masala, 100% homemade spices, attas and chutneys. 713-789-3088. ChandrikaMasala.com. 713-789-3088.
Crime. Politics, finances, climate change. Sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanchali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
Welcome back, folks. This is Indo-American News Unplugged, and we actually just stopped the last discussion about caste system, and that got a couple of people to call us, and which brings to mind it's a great idea for a WhatsApp talk show.
What's up? Not WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. I came up with the name of the segment.
And you mess it up every time.
So if you can, just hold off until we do that, which probably will be next week. So we can talk about
Cast. Yeah, that would be a great topic to talk about. And we have good news. Mr. Vijay Palod, he has agreed to sponsor some prizes for our quiz show. He's already texted Jawahar and me. So thank you, Vijayji. I really appreciate it.
Now we have to figure out... We have to figure out what to get them. Maybe bicycle tires for the MS-150?
It's over, right, isn't it?
It's right
It started
now.
Today.
Oh, it started today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the next question, and this is for Rishi. Rishi, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So pro-Palestinian demonstrators have led to encampments and arrests at university campuses across the U.S. Which school did Speaker Mike Johnson visit? The options are... Yale University, George Washington University, Duke University, or Columbia University?
Columbia University.
You're sure about this?
Very sure.
How can you be so sure?
All the action is happening.
Everything's happening in New York. You're right, it's Columbia. Johnson's visit came during a chaotic time. The faculty senate was weighing a censure of the university's president, Nemat Shafik, and administrators were negotiating the possible dismantling of an encampment near, which covers the swath of the campus lawn. So, yeah, you are right.
He asked for a resignation.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so this is really something else. You know, the protesters, this reminiscent of what happened with the Vietnam War. I mean, they're doing this for the right reason, which is a matter of conscience, that you don't want to kill men, women, and children. But the flip side of the coin is, who started it?
I mean, even I think the funnier part to me is that what is an American university going to do to stop Israel and Hamas from going at it? I mean,
I think it's a safe venue for people to protest, because if they go on the streets, you have to get a permit to be able to march and stuff. But on campus, it's a little different.
It's a little different, but I also think, when they're protesting and being disruptive at the university, like they're demanding the universities divest from
supporting Israel.
Supporting Israel, but what they're asking for is to divest from like market ETFs. It's not like they have specific investments in weapons manufacturers.
Right.
So right.
When it gets a bit of a parody at that point.
Right. Well, in the 70s, when they protested against the Vietnam War, it was on campuses too.
On campus, and that was more real. That was a really legitimate thing, because they were being drafted and sent off to the war. I mean, it was
right. Kent State University comes to mind for sure.
Right.
The National Guard that was brought
so
in.
So the common threads include demanding universities disclose their investments, sever academic ties with Israeli universities, and support a ceasefire in Gaza. And of course, you know, that they do not divest in, you know, companies that are linked to Israel or businesses that are profiting off its war with Hamas. So
thank you for that.
That is the main reason why they're protesting.
All right.
Okay, folks. So next question is for Bharat. Bharat, we have to go through this quickly because we are running out of time. Which author released a memoir about surviving an assassination attempt? And your options are Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Federico Garcia Lorca, Liu Xiaobo, or Salman Rushdie?
Okay, I was trying to watch Rishi to see if he reacted to no
but,
idea.
But the he only, didn't. Sorry.
The one I know is Salman Rushdie. I've read a few of his books. I know he has had assassination attempts, so I'm going to guess Salman Rushdie.
Woo! Correct guess again. Right, so yeah, it's Rushdie.
He got stabbed in the eye.
So yes. The name of his memoir is Knife. Meditations After an Attempted Murder, an account of the author's near-fatal stabbing by a black-clad assailant while on stage at a literary event in 2022. So, yeah, you got another point. So, again, we have a tie between Rishi and Bharat. Next question from Jawa.
Vinay, are you ready for this?
Vinay.
Sure. Do I get bonus points?
New York's highest court overturned Harvey Weinstein's conviction on felony sex charges, citing what error by the judge? The options are allowing charges beyond the statute of limitations, allowing witnesses who did not know Weinstein, allowing witnesses who were not part of the charges, converting a jury that was not part of Weinstein's peers.
The third option.
Allowing witnesses who were not part of the charges. And that is the correct answer.
Yes. So good, Vinay gets another point.
So the judge allowed prosecutors to call as witnesses a series of women who said that Weinstein had assaulted them, but those accusations were not part of the charges against him. Citing that decision and others it identified as errors, the appeals court determined that Weinstein had not received a fair trial, a staggering reversal of the foundational case of the Me Too era.
Correct.
So, yeah, you got that one right.
So, at the end of four rounds, we have a tie again between Rishi and Bharat with 4 points each, and Vinay has 3 points, just lagging by one. This is a very easy question, Rishi, for you. A large-scale outage left residents in four states unable to make calls to what service? 911, Medicaid, paratransit services, or roadside assistance?
911.
Yes, that's so easy. So residents, this was quite a couple, or more than 3 weeks back, I think. Residents in part of Nebraska, Texas, Nevada, and South Dakota were unable to call the emergency number for hours. And it was not immediately clear what had caused the outage. But later on, I think they figured it out. It was something very flimsy. Yeah. I can't remember.
Some sort of server error, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Here's the next question for you, Bharat. We have to hurry now because now suddenly we only have 14 minutes
yes,
left.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So let's go.
The Supreme Court considered several high-profile cases over the past week. Which of the following is not one of the issues it heard arguments about? Barring homeless people from public spaces, the Biden administration's rules limiting ghost guns, Donald Trump's claim of presidential immunity, Idaho's abortion plan, or Starbucks labor practices.
Oh man! Okay, I have.
Is it just one answer or more?
One answer.
Just one answer.
One out
okay.
of five, right? Okay, man. I have no idea this one. I'm gonna go with the. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the Idaho abortion one or. The Trump one. I'm going to guess B.
The Biden administration's rules limiting ghost guns? That's a good guess, and that's the right answer. Oh.
Whoa, man!
I didn't even know what B was. I just said B. Awesome.
When you don't know what it is, guess B.
All right.
The court heard cases considering whether Trump is immune from prosecution, whether an Oregon city can ban homeless people from sleeping or camping in public spaces, Starbucks' challenge to a judge's order to reinstate field workers, and whether Idaho's near-total abortion ban overrides the federal law that protects emergency care. The justices agreed to hear a challenge to federal rules limiting homemade firearms from assembled from kits, but have yet to hear the case. So they haven't heard the case, but it should be interesting. I mean, you could print a gun at home on a printer. You can never trace it. But you can trace the bullet, I guess.
Yeah. Should be, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't be...
Do bullets have IDs?
I think they're each marked.
They're marked, but which gun it came from, you can't tell.
Oh, yeah. Okay, next question for Vinay. China announced its economic data for the first quarter. For the year, its economy is projected to, your options are, grow more than 6%, grow 1% to 5%, stagnate, or shrink 3%.
I'll go grow 1% to 5%.
Actually, it's grown more than 6%, believe it or not. The first quarter data indicates that China's economy was growing at an annual rate of about 6.6%, which is more than expected. A breakneck pace of factory investments, a 9.9% increase from a year ago, was central to China's growth. Wow. Even with COVID and all that, yeah. So, sorry, cannot give you a point. So, at the end of five rounds, we have Rishi and Bharat tied at five each, and Vinay is at three.
And here's my next question for Rishi. This is the last question for Rishi, right?
Yes.
This is the last round. Okay. In addition to the international aid, the bill signed by Biden includes a measure that could ban TikTok. What would need to happen to TikTok to prevent the ban from taking effect? Options are, it must grant the government access to hashtag data. It must restrict videos to 1 minute or shorter. Its software must become open source. It must be sold to a different company.
It must be sold to a different company.
That's true. That is the correct answer. And, you know, that's going to be interesting. Oracle also already owns part of that company, ByteDance. Sold part of it to them.
Right.
When Trump was in power.
Right.
So the law will allow TikTok to continue to operate in the United States if its owner ByteDance sells the app within 270 days.
Yep.
Right.
The measure is likely to face legal challenges and potential resistance from Beijing, which could take months or even years to settle, during which the app would likely continue to work for the U.S. Consumers. So it's kind of a go, no-go type of situation.
Right.
All right. He has a perfect score of 6 out of 6.
Well, so do we,
so
we still
question
have two
for
more
Bharat. Yeah. Bharat, we have time?
Yep.
Okay. The U.S. Interior Department is expected to deny permission to build a 211-mile industrial road to a large copper deposit. Where was the road planned for? Alaska, Hawaii, Montana, or Virginia?
Okay, it's not Hawaii.
that would be difficult.
Okay. I'm going to try to guess not Alaska, Montana, and then what was the other option?
Virginia.
Virginia. I feel like Virginia would have copper. I'm going to say Virginia.
It's actually Alaska.
Oh. Alaska.
Oh. Yeah, right. Sorry. So the road would have run through federally managed territory, including the gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve, to what is estimated to be a $7.5 billion copper deposit.
Yeah.
An official with the National Audubon Society's Alaska office described the area as one of the most ecologically intact and functional landscapes on the planet. So, sorry. Next question from Jawahar.
And
to
this is the last question.
Last question, yes.
Of the quiz. And so, guys, Vinay, for you, Athens was shrouded in an orange glow this week. What caused it? And your options are a meteorological phenomenon known as cloud iridescence, a solar eclipse whose path crossed southern Europe, smog from the city's new coal-burning power plant, smoke from wildfires on the island of Santorini, or dust from the Sahara which blew across the Mediterranean.
The dust.
You're quite sure of this? That's a big, big way to go, you know?
Yeah, the dust.
Okay.
You talked about it when we started the program
I
today.
I did?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I talked about the Mexican dust.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry. Some dust.
It's dust from the North American desert. While it's not unheard of for the desert sands to reach Europe, storms in the past have similarly shrouded Britain and Spain. The event led to remarkable scenes around Athens. So you got that right, and thank you for that answer. So what's the score?
So drum roll, we have a winner. Woo! So Richie got 6 out of 6, and he
Whoa,
is
yay.
Yay. Bharat has 5 and Vinay has 4. All of you did very, very, very well. So we're very, very, you know, impressed. So thank you.
Yeah,
and
thanks
please,
for having us.
Please send us more participants.
I have one last question for any one of you who wants
I
to
I also
answer.
Have more questions.
But
anyone
got,
wants.
But because this is...
We have 4 minutes.
You'll find out why I'm asking this
okay,
question.
Okay, go ahead.
Who was the first witness to take the stand in Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan?
David Pecker.
it's like
we all know that.
It's like, man, you went through life called David Pecker?
Can't forget that
poor
name.
Man.
No.
It's a good thing it was not called Richard.
I had a co-worker, a pharmacist. His name was Richard Koch, K-O-C-H. So he's like, and he was a pastor too. So he used to tell me, just imagine.
Oh boy, Richard Koch. Well, hope you guys had fun doing this.
Absolutely, yes. This is great.
We had fun bringing it to you. And folks, if you enjoyed this and you want to be part of this quiz contest in the future, and hopefully we'll get people to sponsor more stuff with us, then please give us a call at 713-789-6397. That's 789-NEWS, which is Indo-American News. And so please look forward to sign up, because I have to drill after people to get them to be on the show. That somebody's calling me, and it's my son calling me.
Oh, I hope it's nothing urgent.
Nothing urgent.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, the point being, we need 3 people for the contest. I have to turn heaven and earth all over the just to find 3 people, and I think this is a great show to be on.
People who are interested in such things, they just don't want to come on air. They're shy. So, you know, I don't know how to
Because they get intimidated by Sinchali's...
And Jawahar's. You know,
the antidote is
the Panera Bread gift card.
That should entice them.
That voice belongs to Kapil Sharma, who's going to be our guest host for the next segment.
For the next segment, 4 to 6.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Really enjoyed it. And
keep up the good work with the HAF.
Actually, we do have Vijay Pulod, who's sponsored something, so we will be giving you something.
Okay.
We'll send you by email.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Great.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you. And please keep in mind to send some contestants our way. We sincerely appreciate that. And well done. And keep up the good work with HAF. We really appreciate everything that you all do for the community. So...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. And folks, we'll be right back with our next segment of Indo-American News Radio. So don't go away. This is Jawahar.
Stay tuned.